Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome on in to the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. First things first, are those new headphones, Randy?
Hump day!
Oh, that
hump
too.
Day!
Second things first.
Damn rookie.
No, they're just a part of the stash that I buy every
year.
Oh,
you've got a stash.
And, you know, from Amazon, you get like 20 of them for like $8. And I'm down to my last pair, the neon green ones. The new pair just is at the mailbox right now. So, yeah, this is the last day, man. Because the other ones, I could barely hear when we had callers.
The past couple days.
Yeah,
you really
I
put
could,
your.
I couldn't yeah. even hear the callers and everything. So you had to clear it up for this New Year's Eve day as we get ready for a big, big, big week. 2 days of obviously college football playoffs getting started tonight. But, I mean, I just looked at it today. It's going to be a lot of damn good games on throughout the day starting at noon as far as college football. If it ends anything like the Alamo Bowl, which was an outstanding freaking game.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I always say this. Because everything, the whole climate has changed now of college football. It used to be one of my favorite bowls.
Just that bowl game itself.
There were always great games in those games as far as the Alamo Bowl. Another one last night. And I saw a funny thing this morning talking about USC. USC broke up the Pac-12 to go 9-4 and lose it to TCU in the Alamo Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, they pretty much did. Yeah, but yeah, the big boys, it all gets started tonight down in Dallas at Jerry's World as the Canes take on the Buckeyes.
They're going to see some defense in that building finally.
You're going to see, Abe, I don't have it up, but I would love to see like the 2-year projection of draft order with this game. All the freaking NFL studs that are in this game tonight, when you look at, because Miami, and we talked about Miami, they have just as much talent as anybody in football, anybody in the country. When you talk about player for player, I don't want to go depth and all those things. I'm talking about the guys that are going to factor in. They got first round talent on both lines of scrimmage, which is one of those things where you're going to win more than you lose if you have those kind of players. So, it's going to be exciting tonight.
Well, this is a fascinating matchup between those two teams. We're going to talk about it, but you did mention it is New Year's Eve. It feels weird saying that still being the morning hours. I don't know why. It feels like I don't use the term New Year's Eve until it's evening or closer to it. Do you have plans? Will you stay up till midnight and do like a thing?
You know, it's different because last year was a little, you know, we had a party. I don't allow my wife to do anything, but she could have her friends and some of our friends and family over. And it was fine and everything, until, you know, the food got there, which I didn't cook. One of her people cooked it, and it was, let's just say it wasn't good, Abe. So I'm glad I made dinner for the others.
See
and everything
where you're
like
headed?
That. Yeah, it was awful. And so this year, you know, the kids are talking about, it came to me last night, hey, Dad, we're doing something for New Year's. I'm like, doing something? How y'all going to come doing something? Y'all ain't got no jobs, no nothing. Y'all got is the money that Daddy and Mommy gave y'all for Christmas. But no, we're just going to hang out. We usually sit up and watch the Rockin' Eve and all that stuff. And then I'm usually in the bed depending on, you know, how I, you know, depending on how much liquid yeah. that liquid drink in yeah. me to lay down. But the biggest thing was because I've been texting her all morning is that I'm trying to talk her off this like fireworks edge right now.
That was going to be my next right question.
Now. And she's on it. She just sent me a picture. I'm like, no, it's going to be cold. It's going to be after midnight, which, I just don't feel – because I have to light the fireworks. They're not going to be out there. I don't want to allow them to light fireworks without me out there present. So that means I have to be out there and light them. I don't want to do that, Abe. So I had to I had to bargain with my woman, the woman who I will give my life for, that I said, no fireworks tonight, and I will – then we can have a 4th of July party because that's all they wanted to do anyway. So I got to have a 4th of July party. So, guys, keep your calendar open. I know we don't work that day. It's on a Friday. We're having a 4th of July party at the McMichael House, so I don't have to do fireworks tonight.
I will have just run the Petri. I'll be able to drink.
There you go.
So how about that?
You dehydrate. I have some liquid IVs and everything for you.
I just ordered two of them.
Yeah.
two new variety packs.
Yeah, so I will have some for you.
I don't historically have, like, a necessity of getting to midnight, but with a football game, it makes it so much easier. Like, if there was no football game tonight and it's just me trying to fight my way to midnight, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. But with a football game tonight, you mentioned Miami, Ohio State, Cotton Bowl. We'll probably get pretty close. How's Nico do with the fireworks?
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Chipper used to be cool. No, now she's super skittish. It's
Libby.
It's
Miss Libby and Neighbor Bob's. They're dogs. And they got big Great Dane Cole, and then they are real. So when we do fireworks, we give them a heads up and everything.
Yeah.
So you know to do what they have to do to calm the dogs.
Someone was shooting fireworks off yesterday.
I believe that.
What are we doing?
I mean, there's still going to be people that's going to shoot out fireworks. There's a neighborhood right behind
it's like
9 ours.
9 o'clock.
There's a neighborhood right behind ours that are always going to shoot fireworks. So it's going to be somebody shooting out fireworks tonight. It just won't be coming from the McMichael household.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yes.
Looking for fireworks in that Cotton Bowl. You've got that one game tonight, 7:30 on ESPN, Miami and Ohio State. And then you got the triple header tomorrow, which wraps up, of course, with Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. But you've got Oregon and Texas Tech early, noon, in the Orange Bowl. You've got Alabama-Indiana in the Rose Bowl at 4 o'clock, and then Ole Miss-Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Let's just start here, kind of a brief overview, and we'll have plenty of time to really break some of these games down. Georgia's the only game you could kind of only, and I know anything can happen. I understand that. Is that the only game you can only see going one way?
No. Well, I mean, obviously, I think Georgia's going to win. Georgia's going to win this game because Georgia's better than Ole Miss, and we got all the numbers and everything like that. But I think that, I have a hard time, and I understand new climate, the season that this team has had.
Yeah.
To say that Indiana is a touchdown favorite of Alabama.
It's
hold on, Abe. It's just a hard, and I understand it's more brand recognition than anything. Indiana is very damn good and deserving to be the number one team. The biggest thing about this game, there's supposed to be rain, and it's going to be raining in Southern California and all those different things. Indiana can run the football.
Yeah.
Can Alabama find a way to run the ball if the rain is going to be a factor in the game?
I guess maybe I should reshape the question a little bit because I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama beat Indiana or Indiana beat Alabama. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami or Ohio State won. I wouldn't be surprised if Oregon or Texas Tech won. I'd be really surprised if Ole Miss beat Georgia. Oh, I'd be really surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. They got the one thing that gives Georgia's defense problems always has. This Kirby Smart scheme is the dual threat quarterback, a quarterback that can move his legs and run with the football and get out of the pressures that Georgia likes to bring. I think like Trinidad Chambliss is a bad dude.
Yeah,
that's a bad. I know we were talking about him yesterday and talking and trash and everything like that, but this dude's a bad dude, and he gave Georgia fits when they first in that first service, his first SEC road start, and he handled it. Now, Georgia got the clamps on them later on, and they were able to – because if Georgia doesn't score on all their possessions, this game was different. But Georgia's offense was so good. They ran the hell out of the football. And then we could talk about Gunner. It was 12-12 in the second half. Obviously, lost in Lucky, got three touchdowns. I mean, it was an amazing offensive performance. That's when the defense, in my opinion, grew up. And you look at, the way that they've been flying around. What was the biggest thing? The first – 8 games, 8 sacks. They had 8 sacks the first 8. They have 12 since in the final 5 games. So, that just shows you the improvement in what they're doing defensively. So, I just think that for Ole Miss to beat Georgia today, Georgia has to help them. They have to have turnover and things like that, and Chambliss has to play lights out because it's going to be one of those things where he's the type of quarterback that has genuinely given them problems. Now, they have a big-time running back who they didn't give the ball to a lot last game because of, you know, the way Georgia plays the run. Lacy, I guess he was banged up coming in. Sounds like he's ready to go. So I think of all of them, that's going to be the one. That one right there down there in the Sugar Bowl at night, it's just going to be a great game.
Yeah, and the one thing for me is if you're Georgia, it really both teams, I don't think you can expect to get zero stops. From the opposite side. Like if you're Georgia, I don't think you go into this game expecting to score on every possession. And I think the same feel for Ole Miss is you probably don't feel you have to score on every possession. You're going to get a stop here or there. You would think. Yeah. You would feel that way. Maybe it turns out differently. I stand differ from you on Indiana and Alabama. It's a very fair point, and it may turn out to play out that way. I don't think the moment's too big for them.
I don't either.
I think this is a different squad, and I think you're right. They're getting caught up in the brand. They're getting caught up in this, quote, losingest program in college football history pre-Cignetti.
It's a different time.
It is a different time. Yes. I also just think Cignetti has done such a good job of dialing their focus in, of noticing in practice when effort's not where it needs to be, and essentially doing what we've seen and recently heard Kirby Smart do, rip his guys when they need to be ripped in practice.
Well, I mean,
he's done that.
They all come from the same guy, you know.
That's
and
fair.
So they understand that as far as, you know, all being under Nick Saban and those things like that. The thing with them is that they're well balanced. They're tough as hell in the trenches. And the thing about it, they have a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, his thing is that I know there's all these stats out there how he's played against better conference, better teams and all those things. Hasn't had his best game. Well, it's not necessarily been bad, but it hasn't been elite against some of the other opponents. I say the same thing.
Right. What if they asked him to do in those games? Because you can lead defense first like you did against Oregon.
And that's the thing about it is how was the game being called? And so I think Mendoza is a damn good quarterback. The biggest thing with Bama, can they protect Ty Simpson? If they can protect him, Ty's good enough to – and they have good enough weapons to be able to move the ball up and down the field. Tight end's coming back, I think, in this game. Jam Miller's back. But if the weather is there, can Alabama find a way to run the football?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of the keys. Can they take some of that pressure off of Ty Simpson? Because he has to do so much. And he's, in my opinion, he's capable of doing it. But they got to figure out a way to try to find some balance if they're going to win this game. But, yeah, the reason I said it, it's just a brand thing. Like,
yeah, sure.
Indiana – in Alabama, and Alabama's is an underdog. It's still crazy to me, but yet I can't argue with it because Indiana has had one of the best seasons. They are well coached. They have a veteran quarterback. They have weapons on the outside. They got some good ass receivers.
Well, they'll get Omar Cooper back.
A lot of credit for how good they are on the outside. So yeah, they got some stuff going for them, man. But I just want to know this rain how it's going to affect the game play. I think Indiana will play better than Alabama because I haven't seen Alabama run the ball.
And the Orange Bowl at noon tomorrow there, Texas Tech, man. Mm-hmm. They're almost Indiana light in terms of people maybe not paying enough attention to them over the course of the season. I know the linebacker Rodriguez has got a number of some notoriety over the recent couple of weeks in terms of he should be higher up in awards and this guy might be the best player in college football and all that. That defense is crazy good.
Yes, it is.
They paid for it to be good, and they are. Don't sleep on their offense either. They're routinely putting up 40, 50 points as well.
But it depends on who they're playing because they
defense leads to offense for them.
I mean, they're very good too. Don't get me wrong. Offense, talking about Texas Tech, kick a lot of field goals, Abe. They kick a lot of field goals, and this will be the most physical team that Texas Tech has played.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the most physical team they've played.
It's also the first time in essentially 2 months where their quarterback, Baron Morton, didn't have a boot on over the course of the week.
Yes.
He's closest to 100% as he's been since before his injury. So that one, we're going to talk more about these college football games throughout and maybe get some more detail about a couple of these games and matchups. But really, really good matchups for the quarterfinals that do start tonight. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open, everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. NFL.com. We got What's Trending coming up. And then Dave Archer is going to join us at 11:40. You're going to want to stick around for that as we turn the page to week 18 for the Atlanta Falcons. He is Randy McMichael. I'm Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. It is the Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I can't say we're better for having gone through it. I mean, would we be better if we won that game? Would we be as motivated if we won that game? I don't know that. I think the two teams are very different. I think we're a different leadership group, different team. It's been a different kind of team all year, and not in a good or bad way reflected on last year. So we've been there before, but a lot of these kids weren't there. Some of them were. I think the 2 years are independent of each other, just like this game will be independent of the game against Ole Miss previously.
Yeah, obviously Kirby Smart talking about the situation a year ago in which they lost in the college football playoffs and coming into today. And I know he suggested it maybe doesn't impact the players. I do think he learned from it. And I do think he changed a couple things in this time between the SEC championship game and then a week off while other teams played their opening round games. And maybe some of the process that he went through with the team. But in terms of the players and the game itself, I don't know if it carried over there, Randy.
No. I mean, everything is always an individual matchup, weekend, whatever it is. Like, this game is not going to look anything like – I don't say that. It's going to be a little different than it was before because the defense for Georgia is playing better than they were then. Ole Miss's defense still can't stop any damn body, you know, and so that's still a process of it that Georgia still got to be able to run the football. Kobe Young got hurt in that game. He's back this game. You know, that's another factor that's coming in. Obviously, on defense, you're going to be without Gabe Harris, who was playing so good, so strong at that rush in position. And obviously, Aguero is your star, who's not going to be playing also, but I'm sure they have other guys that can play in that area and things like that. But I think everything, you know, and obviously Lane Kiffin isn't on the sideline either.
Yeah.
And we know what he is as far as a mastermind, how he sits there, and it's no secret he waits until the last second of the head that's transported to the quarterback, tell him where to go with the football and all those different things. So that's not going to be there. Georgia does have the advantage as far as the coaching of this thing. Kirby is in the country, and so you have that. We've been in this situation. Now, us being in this situation isn't going to help us, because last time we were in this situation, completely different from this year, last year, because Gunner was, you know, first start, lost our starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the tragedy that happened with Kirby and his family that happened last year down there. And so it's more solidified this year. Last year, Notre Dame just got us. It was a 10-point swing, and Georgia just couldn't bounce back.
Yeah.
And I do think that Marcus Freeman outcoached Corbin in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I just don't think that's going to happen this game. I'm so excited to watch it, because the Sugar Bowl is going to be crazy. We'll talk to B.A. later. I'm anxious to see what it looks like down there in New Orleans as far as because I'm pretty sure the Ole Miss people are in the house. This is
sure.
the biggest game in Ole Miss history, just like, you know, last week was. You know, obviously, you know, Georgia, we've been here, done that. But, yeah, this is still a huge game, because it allows you to continue to, you know, play for the one goal in college football. That's the championship.
Yeah, so, again, one game tonight, Miami, Ohio State, and then three tomorrow on New Year's Day. That is your college football playoff quarterfinals. A couple of bowl games took place yesterday. The Independence Bowl, Louisiana Tech beat Coastal Carolina 23-14.
The
music
is so excited.
Say what?
Coastal Carolina's coach was so excited.
Yeah.
Not Coastal, but
Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, he was so excited.
It's a bowl game.
I love it. I love the energy of that. You know, him and his players being excited about winning a damn bowl game. That's the thing I took away from that one.
Music City Bowl, Illinois beat Tennessee 30-28.
It's a good game. It was a good
game.
We
do need to calm down with this. This conference is this record, and that conference is that record.
It's just something. It's something to get people to talk over. Illinois just, like, they held onto the ball for freaking ever, man.
What's Illinois?
I mean, when Tennessee had the ball, I mean, they didn't do too much with it, but they ended up making a good game. I think Brett Bielema, I think he's a hell of a football coach, and he fits perfect right there in Illinois. I know Josh Heupel's getting a lot of smoke from Tennessee fans, understandably, and all those different things. Did you see that? Like, they haven't, like,
beaten,
like,
a team with a winning record this year?
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I saw that one.
Did not know that.
Not great. Not great.
It's not good for Tennessee at all.
No. And then the Alamo Bowl. You mentioned this one, USC and TCU. TCU wins it 30-27 in overtime. And Lincoln Riley he's kind of getting caught in the middle of a number of things. He is a guy that they brought over, which was really a heist at the time,
yes.
Kind of viewed that way, because who leaves Oklahoma? You do that, bring him there to try and win a national championship, and they have been completely non-competitive.
He didn't win nothing at Oklahoma.
No.
Other than his quarterback's won Heisman, which
yes.
is really awesome. Don't get me wrong. But they didn't do nothing then. I mean, they had us on the ropes. I ain't going to lie. They had us on the ropes out there in Pasadena, but they didn't finish us.
Well, it was interesting to see some of the reaction. Notre Dame fans yesterday rooting big time for TCU because of this comment from Lincoln Riley.
Had Notre Dame lived up to their word and played us anytime, anywhere, we would be playing them the next 2 years. And looking ahead after that and hopefully continuing the series. They did not follow through on it. Thus, we are not playing them the next couple of years. We're hopeful something can be worked out in the future. That'd be fantastic. We at SC would love for the game to continue, and we have no problem following through on our promises in the future.
Whatever. I don't think you want to play them either. That takes away a possible loss for y'all. Go and pick somebody else that you can just go and beat down and get that extra win. I hate the fact that this game is not going to be played. We talked about it both days this week. It's one of those just traditional games that when you see USC Notre Dame, you understand the value of what that rivalry is, those two brands. And it does suck that it's not going to be, that it's not going to be anytime soon. I know it's definitely not next 2 years. So hopefully they can figure out something once this playoff expands or whatever and bring that game back. Because, I mean, it's just where college football is, though. Where college sports is. So saw Coach Cal whining and everything.
Yeah,
I understand what he's trying to say. I understand what he's trying to say. But there's no more corrupt sport outside of FIFA, maybe, than men's college basketball.
The Olympics, too.
I mean, come on now. Come on, Cal. I mean, come on now. I understand what you're saying, but I understand it's crazy with the whole rule who can play and how many years out and who can come back to school. Yeah, that's unfair and something, but it's legal. But for y'all to stand there and stand on y'all's soapbox when all the crooked crap you used to do with that Nike money and the AAU teams and all that other stuff, man, miss me with that.
Everyone's trying to find the margins.
Miss me with that.
And so that's all that is. There is one, the playoff game tonight we've talked about. There's a couple of bowl games as well. The ReliaQuest Bowl, Iowa and Vanderbilt. The Sun Bowl, Arizona
probably
State.
Probably playing that, right?
Who?
Probably
I think so.
Yeah, nobody knows from not to play.
Arizona State and Duke. And just of note there in today's Sun Bowl, 2 o'clock CBS, Gary Danielson's final broadcast.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I heard that yesterday with Coach Neuheisel. They were talking about Gary's he's moving on. Moving on, and you know how I feel about Gary. I love me some Gary Danielson. I think just with him and Uncle Vern, and obviously him and Ness all those years. You know, it was always that was the crew. Now I know Gary got on and rubbed people the wrong way, and people would complain all the time about Gary. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's one of the best to ever do it, man. And I just definitely everybody knows that's my man, right there.
I mean, this 2 year swing though for CBS in terms of college football, no longer with the SEC, no longer with Gary Danielson. Right. It's a whole different feel over there now. The Citrus Bowl at 3 o'clock would have been a great game. I mean, it may still be a great game, but it's Citrus Bowl the day that there's a playoff game. Michigan and Texas.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, we talk about brands, and I don't know, is Underwood going to play in these games?
Don't they play in the next year or two? I think Texas in 2 years is playing Michigan. Is that next year?
I think
they play the Buckeyes one more time.
Oh, okay.
And then I think they play Michigan to start the season in 2 years.
But I think, could be wrong. You got the two brands. I'm pretty sure Archie's going to play in this game because he's coming back. Just Underwood playing. We understand the whole thing with Michigan and the head coach and all those
things today,
like that.
Whit?
Yeah, I would right? assume he's there. I would assume he's there. But my thing is like at some point, and I'm sure these young men when they're down there, when you look across, you look at your damn Michigan and that's Texas. Your damn Texas and that's Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean it's still I know it's the Citrus Bowl and all those different things, but it's still Texas versus damn Michigan. And we talk about those brands and those things and going into the offseason on a high note and having the fact that you did. We beat Michigan. We beat or we beat Texas. So I think it's going
to
be a good game.
And then the Las Vegas Bowl to end the season. Bunch of red heading down there to Vegas. Nebraska and Utah.
Freaky there?
No.
Oh, Freaky's not going?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's too busy. Common recruits.
That's right. Hawks are going to be hosting the Timberwolves here in a couple of hours.
Last coverage. Game of the damn of December for this team.
End the year on a winning note, maybe. You do get Kristaps Porzingis back today is the expectation.
Okay.
Jalen Johnson's supposed to be returning, and then last I saw Trey listed as questionable.
Okay, so, there you go. I want to see this full squad together against a Minnesota team. Obviously, Ant-Man's back home, so it's going to be, it's always going to be rocking when he's in the building. But, yeah, okay, everybody's back. Now let's see what y'all got.
And I just putting this out there on the radar. Conference play is beginning in college basketball. Georgia Tech plays Duke today, number 6 ranked Duke, at 4 p.m.
I just saw the new recruiting class for Duke.
They didn't. I mean, not that Shire's Coach K, but like they're not losing much from that aspect.
No, they're not. Hey, each Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state is brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, low savings. That is Prep Sport Nation with my main man, Day-Day.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. When we come back, Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons analyst, former Falcons quarterback, going to join us with all the latest going up there in Flowery Branch. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
More than a feeling, huh? I bet Dave had more than a feeling about Monday night.
One of the classics, as always. Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Abe Gordon filling in for Andy one last time today. And then Bunk is back on Friday in the new year.
Yeah, man.
How about that? And looking to close out the year is the Atlanta Falcons. Week 18 on the way, coming off a really nice win in Week 17. And we are happy to welcome in Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons analyst, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, how you doing today, man?
Yeah, doing good, man. It's been fun the last couple of weeks, obviously. Happy New Year to you guys and all the listeners out there. Hope everybody has a safe and great New Year's Eve. And we roll in with getting ready to watch Georgia win tomorrow night. So a lot going on that's positive right now.
Dave, what did the defense, what specifically did you see the Falcons defense doing to cause Matt Stafford to not look like Matt Stafford?
Yeah, I thought that, first of all, Randy, I thought that they did a really good job in a run game to start off with. I think there's a lot of disruptive stuff up front. They wanted to do some pin and pull stuff. I thought we blew stuff up there, got penetration. I thought Ororo and Onyemata and Street and London, all those guys up front did a really good job. Dorless before he got hurt. I thought that front, that interior front was really disruptive. So you take the run game, but you know they want to try to bully ball you a little bit in the run game with Karen Williams and Blake Corum. They didn't get that going in the first half. Subsequently, it kind of disrupted their play action game. They love to play action. So I thought that part had disrupted. And I thought they did a really good job in the back end. There's a lot of good communication in the back end. I think that there was a really cool chess game going on throughout the game where Stafford was trying to check to some stuff. He saw, oh, here comes Atlanta. They're going to come with pressure, which we've done a great deal this year. And he would check to a play that he felt like he could win against man coverage, and then Atlanta would check out of it. They'd go to a match coverage in the back end. And I thought that I don't know you can confuse Stafford, but it made him hold the football. Right. And you got him on the ground three times. I mean, he was the second least sacked quarterback in the National Football League coming in on Monday night. You sacked him three times, took the ball away from him three times. He'd only thrown five picks all year. So you did a lot of stuff to disrupt his mindset and his timing. And I think that created some of the problems that ultimately helped Atlanta win the game.
Yeah, and let's stick on that side of the ball defensively, especially in the secondary. I think you know and trust what you're getting from A.J. Terrell. I think you know and trust what you're getting from Jesse Bates. And I think we've now come to believe in what we're going to get day in, day out, play in, play out from Xavier Watts. It's not that he's going to play a perfect game or never get beat, but this is a guy that's come in as a rookie, has paired well with the other guys in that secondary, and is out there just making plays. And Billy Bowman, too, when he was healthy, these two guys came in as, quote, ball hawks, and that has carried over to the NFL level.
Dave, it's been a really fun to watch Watts learn from Jesse Bates, and I've had a chance to talk to Jesse. He was my guest on the player show, or on the coach's show, Player Spotlight, last week, and I asked him specifically about the tutoring of Xavier Watts, and they're very like-minded in how they see the game and play the game. And so they've blended extremely well together. He's a guy that's just trying to absorb as much information as he can from Jesse. Jesse's challenged him to do certain things in the game that he wasn't necessarily comfortable with, but Jesse's reassured him, hey, you're capable of doing that. And so he's grown exponentially during the season as a player, to come down in the box and make tackles, is to come up and cover, to know what he's seeing in the back end, trust his eyes, go get the football, all those kind of things that we kind of take for granted from Jesse Bates. I think we're seeing from Xavier Watts. So that's fun to watch those two kind of, and Bates kind of tutor him and bring him along with a guy that was already, you know, two-time All-American, a guy that had 13 interceptions his last 2 years at Notre Dame. So you knew he came in with great ball skills, and he's accentuated that now, the rookie record for interceptions for a Falcon with five. So that's pretty cool. But he's a good tackler, too. Comes down in the box and tackles. That's something Bates brings to the table. So it's been fun to watch those guys. I thought it was a really good bounce-back weekend for A.J. Terrell, too. Yeah. You remember that Thursday night, A.J. had a tough night, a lot of penalties. Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. But I thought that he had a really good bounce back. Had seven tackles, couple of big breakups, none bigger than the one he had right there at the end on Puka Nacua to get that ball loose to make sure that it wasn't a catch along the sidelines on an unbelievable effort by Nacua to try to get them in field goal range.
Dave, I want to go back to something you just said about the play action and things like that with the Rams. Dave, in your opinion, obviously you got to be able to run the ball, but what makes a good play action pass quarterback? Because it's, I mean, obviously it's a big tail or big whatever you want to call it here in Atlanta.
Yeah, number one is you got to have a threat that you're potentially handing the football to, right? You got to have and obviously we have that here in Bijan Robinson and to a certain extent Tyler Allgeier as well. But the Kieron Williams had been pretty good this year, and McCorum had been pretty good as well. So they had two guys that is a threat, and most defenses, Randy, go in, okay, our number one goal is to stop the run. You also have to be able to do a good job up front in simulating the run, because I think that there's a misnomer out there that people that don't go into meetings like you and I did, that, okay, if you play action fake, that's going to draw everybody in. That's right. Not what the linebackers are looking at. They're not looking in the backfield. They're looking at the offensive line. So if the offensive line can take that first step to make it look like play action or run action, that's what you're talking about, is run action, then I'm going to step to take away, because I've got a gap I'm responsible for, so I got to step to take that gap. If I'm seeing that tell or that indicator up front that they're running the football, then I've got to react accordingly. That's what happens. See, that's why RPO has become so successful. What you've done with RPO is you've essentially told the offensive line you're going to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, RPO works extremely well in college because they give the offensive line that grace period of 3 yards they can be downfield, right? In the NFL, it's only 1 yard, so you don't see as much RPO in the National Football League. But because you're not telling the O-line you're throwing the ball, you're telling them you're running it, and then it's on the quarterback and the receiver based on what they see and getting in their route, whether he pulls it and throws it. And so that's why RPO has become so successful and so prevalent in the college football level, is now the linebackers are seeing run action because they're being told, the raw offensive line is being told, we're running the ball, and the quarterback has the discretion to pull it and throw it. That's not quite as prevalent in the National Football League, so now you've got to be better in the run action, old school play action to show run action. That's what's happened in that, and that's the Rams do a pretty good job of that, but Atlanta took the run game away, and I thought that was a pretty good job of taking care, taking away a core piece of what they wanted to do.
Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons analyst, former Falcon quarterback. You can hear him certainly on game days right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Look, weeks 7 through 14, you go 1-7, and the last 3 weeks have all been wins. And, you can look at individual performances or moments, but just overall, what has been different the last 3 weeks for this team in being undefeated?
Yeah, it's a weird scenario, isn't it, Abe? And you think about it, it's a similar, kind of funk that you got into last year, and so there's some similarities there. Most of the games in the National Football League, I'm sure Randy played in more than his share of one-score games, and it's one of those weird anomalies in the National Football League that you're going to probably have for half to three-quarters of your games are one-score games. And what are you doing in those games? What in the meaningful moments? We're told as players, Randy and I heard it preached to us over and over again, okay, you're going to play 60, 65 plays on offense or defense. There's only about five or six plays that are difference-making plays in the game. We don't know when those plays are going to come, so you have to play every play like it's one of those plays. And how often do you do that as an individual? How often can your coaches get you to play at the highest possible level on all 65 plays, knowing that one of them difference-making play? And in those five or six plays that are difference-making plays, are you winning those plays? Because they're going to go one way or the other. And we weren't winning enough of those plays. If you got a deep over route like Kyle Pitts had against the Colts and the quarterback puts it on you, you got to catch the football and go for a touchdown. He didn't do that. And just in the Colt game alone, I mean, Penix gets Kyle free on a fade route. All he has to do is put it down the stem to him. It's a walk-in touchdown. Missed it, underthrew it. Weren't making enough of those plays in that stretch of games. And I don't know whether it's a belief that you're supposed to make those plays. That's the real, math equation here that you try to figure out as a coach, as an organization, as a player. Why are we not making – do we believe we're supposed to make those plays? Do we expect to make those plays? And that's the real that's the real crux of this thing. How do you get over that hump to make sure that you are doing that? And what they've done in the last 3 weeks and hopefully into this fourth week here is they've made those plays. And against a really good football team on Monday night, against a team that was in the playoff hunt and you were down 14 points to in the fourth quarter to Tampa – you're making those plays. That's the part you got to figure out, is how do you do that on a regular occasion?
Dave, what about these Saints? They've been playing really well as of late. Obviously, the young quarterback's gotten better and better. And I mean, the Falcons have already went down there and won. What do we need to expect from Sunday?
Yeah, they're playing pretty good on both sides of the ball, Randy, as it turns out. I mean, they're one of the top defenses again on third down in December, the month of December. I think teams are converting at like 29% on third down. They're, I think, third or fourth or fifth in sacks against your quarterback in the month of December. Cam Jordan's turned it up. They've got a number of guys that are playing at a really high level here in the month of December, much like we are. So it's a team that's pretty hot. You mentioned the quarterback. Shuck has come into his own. He's 5-3 as a starter. I mean, you could argue that this might be the rookie of the year. If he has a good game against Atlanta, he may win offensive rookie of the year, having only started half the season. But he's playing at a good level. What we did last time against them was we took away the run game. Remember, Kamara got hurt in this game and really has not played much since. Don't know where he is. I would probably estimate that he's probably not going to play in this game. So they've turned it over to Estime, the young kid from Notre Dame. Devin Neal's played some. They got a kid named Evan Hull that's played some that they picked up in free agency. So it's not a telltale name running the football, but number one, you got to take away the run. They only ran for 79 yards in that game down in New Orleans. And then you were able to get after the pass, or you sacked Shuck five times in that game. That was kind of that stretch where we got on, where we really started to get after people up front. That's what we're going to have to do again. And now you're going to have to go make some plays. You got to got to imagine that they're coming in and they saw Bijan go off on a Monday night and he went off against them last time. So you got to figure they're going to try to concentrate on him, whether that does anything or not, to shut number seven down. But we need London and Pitts to have a game. If I told you and Abe, okay, we're going to go into a Monday night game against the Rams, arguably the best team in the NFC, and Pitts and London are going to have four grabs for about 25 yards, how do you think we're going to do? That wouldn't have been very good, I wouldn't think. And that's what happened in the game. So you had a virtuoso performance by your running back. Can't count on that every week, albeit it feels like the Matrix shows up every weekend for us, number seven.
Arch, appreciate the time and look forward to chatting with you again in the new year.
Appreciate you, Dave. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
That is Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, former Falcons quarterback on the WadeFord.com hotline. Turn the page to hour number two. We're going to talk about the couple stories going around in the NFL, including an update on Brandon Dorlus.
I just saw that. Thank God. But what? Oh, Gene Dekroff is finally
that one
retiring.
Is yeah, we'll talk
Love
about
Gene.
That.
Yes. There you go. Way to go, brother.
One of the all-timers. And Brandon Adams.
One question. And then you just turn your mic off.
B.A. is going to join us here in our next hour as well. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.